Dearly beloved in Christ, what response has Scotland given in the past to God's invitation? Christian history narrates that from very early times, perhaps even as early as the second half of the 4th century, Scotland embraced the gospel of Jesus Christ. For over 1,500 years, His holy name has been invoked in this land. Saint Ninian, Saint Columba, and Saint Kentigern were the first to evangelize the pagans and establish a primitive Christian church. Although situated geographically on the remote edge of Europe, the church in Scotland became especially dear to the popes. At the center and heart of Christianity, and they conferred upon it the exceptional title Specialis Filia Romanae Ecclesiae, special daughter of the Roman Church. What a magnificent designation! What a magnificent designation! The 16th century found the churchmen and the laity unprepared for the religious upheaval of that day, which vehemently swept away the medieval church from Scotland. Even this, however, forms part of God's providence, for the centuries that followed witnessed a valiant struggle for survival in the face of persecution and exile. Who has not heard of Saint John Ogilvy, the Jesuit? Who, only a few miles from where I now stand, surrendered life itself to witness to the faith of Christ. The Vicars Apostolic, to whom the organization of all the missionary activity was entrusted, testified in their letters to Rome, to the attachment of that handful of Scottish Catholics to the faith of their fathers, to the See of Peter, and to the person of the Pope. Carefully preserved throughout all these years, these documents now serve as a mirror in which is accurately reflected the noble face of the Scottish Catholic community, lined with the unmistakable signs of poverty and hardship, but radiant with expectation that in God's own time a new day would surely dawn for the Church in Scotland. Dear beloved Catholics of Scotland, the prayers of our forefathers did not go unanswered. Their firm hope in divine providence was not disillusioned. You are the heirs to the sacred heritage. Your forefathers have handed on to you the only inheritance they really prize, our holy Catholic faith. From heaven, their heartfelt appeal to you would be this: set your hearts on his kingdom. With grateful hearts, turn to God and thank him that tranquil days have been restored to the Catholic community in Scotland. What was a dream a century ago has become the reality of today. A complete transformation of Catholic life has come about in Scotland, with the Catholics of Scotland assuming their legitimate role in every sector of public life, and some of them invested with the most important and prestigious offices of this land. You originate in a glorious past, but you do not live in the past. You belong to the present, and your generation must not be content simply to rest on the laurels won by your grandparents and great-grandparents. You must give your response to Christ's call to follow him and enter with him as co-heirs into his Father's heavenly kingdom. But we find it harder to follow Christ today than appears to have been the case before. Witnessing to him in modern life means a daily contest, not so quickly and decisively resolved as for the martyrs in the past. The spirit of this world would have us capitulate on the most fundamental principles of our Christian life. Today, as never before, the basic doctrines of the faith are questioned, and the value of Christian morality challenged and ridiculed. Things abhorred a generation ago are now inscribed in the statute books of society. Matters of such magnitude demand the fullest attention of our Christian generation, of our Christian conscience. To provide the answers to such questions is a daunting task. It would be an impossible challenge for the majority of the faithful to attempt unaided. But you are not alone. The Spirit of God is operative in the Church. Never before, as in recent years, has the teaching of the Catholic Church been so extensively reformulated, precisely with the issues that trouble the modern conscience in mind. It is sufficient to list the topics on which the Pope, the Ecumenical Council, the Synod of Bishops, and the various national episcopal conferences, including that of the Scottish bishops, have given authoritative and clear statements of Catholics' belief and practice for the guidance of the faithful in these perplexing times. In the name of all the shepherds of Christ's flock, to whom the office of pastors and teachers has been divinely entrusted, I assure you that we are acutely aware of the problems you have to face in life and of the anxiety which so often fills your heart. In fulfilling that solemn charge of leading the flock to eternal life, we must keep ever in mind the words of the Apostle Paul to Timothy: proclaim the message and welcome or unwelcome, insist on it, refute falsehood, correct error, call to obedience, but do all with patience and with the intention of teaching. Make the preaching of the good news your life's worth.